said to me, Greg, did you foresee or did you prophesy this pandemic? And I paused and thought for a minute and I said, no, but I'm the one that caused it. I was crying out, Lord, stop everything so I can catch up. And my wife and I were almost there. What I'd like to talk to you today is about pandemic peace. And the pathway forward. So division is a tool that the Lord uses for protection and preservation. You know, Jesus said, I did not come to bring peace. I came to bring a sword, to set mother against daughter, mother-in-law against father-in-law. And then he goes on to say and give us some solutions. Whoever tries to save his life will lose it, and whoever tries to loses their life will find it for my sake. Think about Abraham and Lot. They had a family herd dispute between Abraham's herds and Lot's herds, and they divided. And Lot eventually ended up in Sodom and Gomorrah. And of course, Sodom and Gomorrah were corrupt, and they ended up being destroyed by fire and brimstone. Think about the North and South, when the North had established their own unauthorized place of worship up north. The Southern Kingdom continued their worship in Jerusalem, and they continued for many, many years. So division is not always a bad thing. Sometimes a divorce is needed so there's not destruction. So as we face a world that's divided, we're divided politically, let's respond right. Because God can use division to bring a future and a hope. Second thing I want to talk to you about is what one author called the place of immunity. The place of immunity is a place of protection. In Psalm 91, it says, he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High will abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Jesus said, when you pray, go into your closet, that's a secret place, and there pray to your Father, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly. And so there is protection for those that find this place of immunity. Psalms 91 goes on to say, 1,000 will fall at your right hand and 10,000 at your left, but it won't come near you. That's protection. While the 10 plagues were falling in Egypt, God's people lived in Goshen, and not all the plagues reached Goshen. In fact, the last plague with the paint of the lamb on the doorposts, the angel of death passed over. And so there's a protection, there's a place of immunity for those who have come to the Lord's table, and we're going to celebrate that today. Think about Ezekiel 9:4. The Lord says, go throughout the city and put a mark on everybody who weeps and grieves and sighs and cries out against the abominations committed in this city. And put a mark on them. And that mark is a mark of protection. There's two marks in the book of Revelation. There's the mark of the beast in Revelation 13, and there's the mark of protection that God marks all of the 144,000. There's a third thing. Besides embracing division as a cause of protection and preservation, besides finding yourself in that place of immunity, place a spiritual overlay over what God is doing in the midst of this crisis and this pandemic. So think about it. This has been a forced Sabbath, and we have seen nature come back to life around us with this pandemic. People have had time to catch up on projects. They are connecting with one another, reaching out. Locally, our Mendocino Coast District Hospital is now under a church covering. That's a huge victory for the coast. Churches are now accessible online, reaching beyond the walls of the building. We've learned how to Zoom, Facebook Live, Google Meet, Google Duo, Google Hangout. And folks, I'm getting breakthrough reports from people everywhere. This is a list that I've created of answers to prayer. Now, Jesus said, "Hitherto, before this, you've asked nothing in my name. Ask that your joy might be full." And he said, "When the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth?" Well, this is a good time to see your prayers answered. Listen to this list of answered prayer. And I've got names that go with each one of those, but for the sake of privacy, I'm not going to share them. There's reconciliation between a father and his two sons. People returning to God, to church, scripture reading and prayer. Forgiveness between a husband and a wife. A mother and a daughter restored. I'm meeting daily in discipleship with a former drug addict. Businesses are prospering where others are failing or closing their doors. Court proceedings going well after fasting and prayer. A single dad with four children about to be homeless was just given a trailer for free so they could have a place. And my son bought his first house. My daughter just got her career job. And my daughter-in-law is interviewing for her dream job. And my son-in-law's parents are in escrow for a home. A daughter recently got diagnosis of her health problems, and as we know, a diagnosis is half the cure, right? So let's seize the moment. Let's be protected, but let's be prepared. Let's be proactive, and let's set our priorities. I say we seize the moment. This is a great opportunity for God's church. Rentz Miller has a vision for how we can actually have a school that operates out of this facility, produced and published here. This is an opportunity for the church to arise. We can sit around and hope for the rapture, or we can, as the Lord's Prayer says, see God's kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. I have made a case that America is the first Christian nation on the earth, founded on biblical principles as one nation under God. Benjamin Morris, an author in the late 1800s, chronicled the Christian development of our nation in a book that's this thick. However, America, like Israel, the first covenant nation, has gone astray, and we too are adrift in a sea of immorality and idolatry. We stand in the balance today in a countdown to judgment. We've been here before, but there was a first great awakening, and then there was a second great awakening, bringing our nation back to God. And without a third, we can only anticipate the same fate that Israel got. Jesus appealed to his nation in Matthew 23, the chapter just before chapter 24, which is the prophecy of the end of the world. He said, "Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, how many times I would have gathered you as a hen her chicks, but you would not. Therefore, your house is left to you desolate." And I would say, America, America, how many times the Lord would gather you as a hen her chicks? The invitation remains. 2 Chronicles 7:13. The Lord says, "If I send a drought that there is no rain, if I send the locust to devour the field, if I send a plague among the people together, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face, then I will hear from heaven, I will forgive their sins, and I will heal their land." So what are we to do? Is it too late?
No way.
America, as a nation, right now is on a collision course. The good news is that John the Baptist, the baptizer, Jesus the Messiah, Peter, in his first public sermon on the day of Pentecost, the first word out of all of their mouths was repent. And Paul explained repent as you put off the old and you put on the new. Repentance, change of heart, will heal the land. And it'll save the day. Today we have an opportunity to discover how Jesus and his disciples would teach us how to navigate and negotiate these difficult times. Yes, for our generation, they are unprecedented. But previous generations have been through even worse troubled waters, and they saw God's hand, they saw God's power, they saw God's provision. Today we have the words of Paul, where he says, "If you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved." There's healing, there's deliverance, there's answers to prayer in Jesus' name. And when you're in Christ, who is the seed of Abraham, then you get Abraham's promise. The Lord said to him in Genesis 15, "I am your shield, which is protection, and I am your exceeding great reward, which is provision." So today, we say the blessing that was given to Aaron and his priests, the Lord bless you, the Lord keep you, the Lord lift up his face upon you and give you peace. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. We pray this in Jesus' name.